Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you may have guessed it. It is Frisky Friday. And today we're talking about kitty cats and dogs and other little critters. And today we have the Pensacola Humane Society in the house. We've got Tiffany Daniel here and Mary McClellan, who's just joined the Humane Society this week. So welcome, you guys. Welcome to Pep Talk and Frisky Friday.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Meg. We're happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on, what is happening at the Humane Society. I know you've got a big event tomorrow night.
Right. Yes. Tomorrow night we have the Fur Ball, and I believe we're sold out, right?
We are.
Yes.
We are.
We have a great silent auction going on, and you can actually look at items ahead of time or do what I did, which was go ahead and start bidding on a couple that I'm currently winning because, you know, I don't know if it's going to stay that way. I'm going to try. And you go to qtago.us and go ahead and get registered. It's not hard to do. You just put your phone number in and your name. And then you can go see all the items. And there's a couple of drawings for some things. So for some bourbon, actually, right? Like 10 bottles of bourbon. And then there's a whistle pig that's worth $2,000. So there are a lot of things going on at Furball. But there's also some other stuff going on at Pensacola Humane Society. Right, Tiffany?
Yes, we have quite a few events coming up soon. April 5th, we have an event with the Gulf Coast Regional Mustang Club.
Oh, what's that all about?
We're doing an adoption event, and they're having a car show and a fill-the-trunk donation drive.
Huh.
So they're encouraging people to come and bring donations and fill up all the Mustang trunks, and it all goes towards our shelter pets.
Oh, how excellent. Okay, so if someone wanted to attend that, what do they need to bring?
Well, you don't have to bring anything to attend, but we would love for you to bring, you know, towels, dish soap, sheets, puppy pads, cat litter, dog and cat food. There's just a ton of things you can bring that help us, you know, day to day.
Okay, so as you're talking, in the background, I am hearing a very kind of loud little mewing going on over there. Who is that? And they're very talkative. So they brought in a little critter.
He
Who
has
is
a
that?
Lot
oh,
to say. This
so
is
cute.
Cloud. Cloud is about 6 weeks old.
Teeny tiny little fur ball, y'all. Just the cutest little gray kitten. Oh, my goodness.
He just came into the shelter on Monday, and he's actually, I've been fostering him all week, so he's been hanging out with me and my pets at home.
What do you have to say, Cloud? Got a little something to say?
He'll talk when he doesn't have to.
Mm-hmm, of course, right, when we were all talking.
He gets stage fright.
Yeah, he has a lot to say.
I love it. Okay. So I had to step out of the studio just for a second there, but in coming back, so tell me now, Mary, you've got a new role. Mary used to be the executive director of the Autism Society, so this is a big change, clearly, going to
It is absolutely a big change, yes.
So what's your role now as director of development?
So what I'm going to focus on is strictly fundraising and grants, and I'll help Tiffany with whatever she needs as far as marketing goes, but for the most part, I've told her to tell me to back off if I'm getting in her way. And I can do that, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of what I'm doing right now is just, you know, we have the fur ball, obviously, but just trying to get a handle on what they're currently doing and how effective those are going through and researching, you know, what they've done in the past, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and focusing on some creative ways to boost revenue. Because every penny we raise, of course, goes toward helping little animals like Cloud, it's not cheap to do.
Oh no, absolutely not. Yeah. And my understanding, because we do have every week we have different shelters come on and different people talk to us from Santa Rosa through Escambia, so that they're full right now.
Yeah.
And so it takes a lot of money to take care of all these animals and to keep the shelters up to date and keep the food. There it is. There's a little, there's a talking.
Is. Yes. He is so cute. The funny story here is that when we were coming to the show, before we left, I said, let's bring Acorn. Acorn is a Newfoundland mix. No. Is Newfoundland or what was the one? Yeah. Newfoundland mix.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, he's so cute. And he's 8 weeks old.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Just a little brown furball.
Oh.
Big brown furball.
Is going to be a big dog. Newfoundlanders are big
dogs.
So I
said, let's bring Acorn, right? And she's like, I think we need to bring a kitty instead.
Oh, you can bring dogs. Anything is welcome here.
Yeah.
This is definitely a pet-friendly show, no doubt about it. So you have to see that you can go online, since we're talking about cloud, but you can go online to see the adoptable animals, correct?
Yes.
So where do people go if they did want to take a look this weekend?
You just hop on our website at PensacolaHumane.org and then just click adoptable animals, and you can see all of our adoptable cats and dogs.
And what are the fees for that, typically?
So the fees vary. It's $75 for anything under 6 months, so kittens and puppies, and then $50, 6 months and older. Our seniors' fees are always waived, and then occasionally we'll do, we'll just pick a day and waive the fees, or
try
to add a little special in there, buy one, get one.
Okay, So then you can find out that, I'm guessing, on your Facebook page to give you more current information.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that sounds good. So we have all these beautiful animals, and I heard a rumor that now we're into kitten season. Is that correct?
Yes, we sure are.
Explain what that is, because in case someone doesn't know.
So kitten season is just when all of the cats are giving birth. Everybody's pregnant. Everybody's giving birth.
Geez.
And then we are just filled to our ears with kittens. We don't have that many just yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're just starting into kitten season, but now is what we consider like our prep time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking for a lot of donations, just making sure we're getting everything set up. Our foster coordinator is really great about getting like neonate packs ready,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes we'll just have somebody show up at the door with a newborn kitten and they don't know how, you know, to care for it. So we do our best to teach them or find a foster for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to, you know, help them thrive and get adopted.
Well, and I heard a good bit of advice. If you do happen to see a nest, so to speak, of little kittens or a little litter of very, very young kittens and the mom's not around, don't take them away just yet. Because sometimes the mom goes off to hunt,
mm-hmm.
or might be not too far away. So give that mom a chance to come back to the litter. So sometimes people are they want to help, they want to do the right thing, but they might pick that litter up prematurely.
Yes, of course. It's always better to leave the kittens with their mother.
Mm-hmm.
They have a much higher success rate of survival if they stay with their mom.
Okay.
Tiffany, can I ask you a question since I'm brand new
to the
doghouse, dog and kitten house?
Mm-hmm.
What are the qualifications for people to foster mm-hmm. or to adopt?
So really, we are accepting of anybody. We would love for you to come in. We can give you a quick class on how to, you know, take care of kittens or take care of puppies. And we give you all the information you need. We give you all the supplies that you need, really, to just set you up, you and the pet, up for success. So it's very simple. You just fill out a quick form on our website, and then our foster coordinator, Christina, will reach out to you and then set you up with the perfect little foster or forever home.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So you can find that form on the website, PensacolaHumaneSociety.org.
PensacolaHumane.org. Yes.
PensacolaHumane.org. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking this morning on Frisky Friday with our friends from the Pensacola Humane Society, Mary and Tiffany, and little teeny, look at that face, little teeny tiny Cloud. I'm getting distracted. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question for Humane Society, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning, and we'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk on Friday, which means it's Frisky Friday. I was watching little kitten Cloud's reaction to the meow, meow, meowing in the background. She started looking around like, where's it coming from? We have our friends from the Pensacola Humane Society here this morning with us, Tiffany and Mary. So much going on. And you do have some specific needs right now you wanted to mention.
Yes. So right now we are looking for fosters, which we're always looking for, you know, just everyday fosters. But right now we have a specific need for medical fosters. Medical fosters is just taking in an animal that has recently just had a procedure, or, you know, they have some medical concerns that genuinely they would just do better in a home instead of being in the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
One little puppy right now, I will shout him out. His name is Chance. He is so sweet. He just had quite an extensive surgery on Tuesday this week, and he, you know, is really just looking to get out of the shelter so he can just kind of recoup in a home, mm-hmm. you know, a little more comfortably where somebody's watching him, you
sure,
know,
that makes
24/7.
Sense.
But he is a cute little puppy. You can see him on our website, or if you're interested in fostering him, you know, give us a call, come to the shelter. We would love to get him out. And, you know, we have cases like that often. We had a little puppy named Sparrow who had to have one of her eyes removed.
Aww.
So she was looking for a medical foster. But so just cases like that. And another thing we're really needing is bleach.
Oh, bleach. Okay.
Bleach is something we use every single day. It's just, you know, crucial for us
yeah,
to have
no,
to
totally
keep
makes sense. Yeah.
Our pets and staff and everyone safe and clean and healthy. And as you can imagine, we go through quite a bit. So
yeah, I would think so. No
so
doubt.
We really could use donations. It's on our Amazon wish list. Or if you're at Walmart and you just see it, pick us up a bottle and drop it by the shelter. You
okay.
can leave it on our porch.
Where's
if
the
we're
address?
Not open, it's 5 North Q Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we are always just thankful for any that we get.
Okay. And I understand, too, one of the things is towels are good. If like old beach towels, as people are cleaning out their
sheets.
Closets for springtime.
Yes, yes. Especially since we have so many little friends, little mm-hmm. puppies and kittens and they can go through some towels and sheets, too.
I betcha.
We always need those.
Okay. All right. So you can go to the website to get that information and also to see the adoptable pets that are coming out. What else can we let people know about this morning?
Also, just a little event that we're having on April 12th is going to be at the shelter. We're doing a kitten shower.
Aww.
A kitten baby shower. So we have baby shower decorations. It's going to be really fun. There's going to be little snacks. So it's just a time to come and just kind of, you know, see some of the kittens we have, bring donations for our upcoming kitten season, you know, kitten formula, bottles, heating pads, all that good stuff. It's just what we need to help these little friends thrive and get big enough to be adopted.
Well, there you go. And what are the dates and where is that?
That's April 12th. It's from 9 to 1 at the shelter, so it'll be at 5 North Q Street.
Okay, so anyone can come to that?
Anyone, come, yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, so we've got little Cloud here in the studio, teeny tiny little kitten. It's kind of playing around with the microphone and the headphones and stuff, so this should be interesting.
It's so cute.
You never know what happens in live radio, y'all. Anything can happen. So the Humane Society has their fur ball, and the good news is it is sold out. And you had said, Mary, you wanted to mention something about that there was, I think, a fundraising element to it still.
Yes, anybody can go on to qtago.us and get registered, and you can see all the items in the silent auction. You don't have to be present to win.
Mm-hmm.
For the live auction, you do, but not for the silent.
And is that going on right now, the bidding?
It's on. I have.
Oh, cool.
I've placed a couple of bids myself.
Okay.
And there's several bids already placed, just so you know.
So there's all kinds of things, not just animal-related things.
No.
But these are silent auction items.
No, I bid on a turtle, little turtle necklace,
nice.
Pendant necklace, and a, a bid on a cat package
okay.
For a friend.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, wink, wink, for a friend.
No, it's serious. I know I'm going to end up adopting one of these animals one day, but right
no
now.
No doubt, no doubt. I could never work there. I'd have a whole,
I know.
I'd have a whole
I know.
Menagerie
it's
of animals
crazy.
Before it was all said and done, no doubt. So that's pretty cool, and you can go to their website and bid on the silent auctions items this weekend. The mm-hmm. event's tomorrow night, so you would need to bid before tomorrow night to make a difference.
Yeah.
And you can also donate anytime. They always need cash donations. Or you can designate your donation to something. They need fosters, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Fosters.
Yeah.
And also, the thing about fostering, too, is you don't have to make a lifetime commitment to do that. You can just do it for a short amount of time, correct?
Yeah, you can do overnight. You can do for the weekend or just a few days during the week.
Mm-hmm. So that's always good, too, because that can still help out, and it's so helpful to get the animals out. But also what's helpful about that is that you all then, when someone fosters an animal, they come back and they say, well, this animal's a real chewer, or this one's a barker, this one likes cats, this one doesn't
yes.
like dogs. Like, you could kind of more of what they're about and their personalities.
Yes, we love our notes and memos that our fosters bring back because it really gives us a better insight into the pets and how to better find them their forever home.
Absolutely. So what is the biggest challenge now, would you say, for the Pensacola Humane Society? I know that's a tough question.
That is. It's okay, though. Really just getting adopters and fosters and just, you know, helping us clear out the shelter. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, ideally the shelter's not the best place for them to be while we make it as homey and comfortable as we can while they're there. they belong in homes. And so whether that's fostering or adopting, it all is helpful and it's all needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can find that information at PensacolaHumane.org.
That's it.
See, I'm getting so good at this. So Mary is here, and I've known Mary for many, many years, and I'm excited for your new position. And you started on Monday, you said?
I did.
So that's exciting. So there's a lot to learn, I can imagine.
I just learned a bunch from Tiffany just now.
I learn every time y'all come on, so I learn something every single time. Yeah. So it's a great educational opportunity. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. Do you have a question for Mary or Tiffany about the Pensacola Humane Society, how to foster, maybe a good donation? Be sure and text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Cloud, who apparently has a lot to say this morning. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, Frisky Friday with the Pensacola Humane Society. We have Tiffany and Mary here with us and little Cloud, who apparently has a lot to say this morning, our little kitten. So just a few minutes left, ladies. What would you like to tell us about?
About our hours the next few days.
Yes, there are a few changes just because the fur ball is going on. It is sold out, but you can still get silent auction items online. But tell us a little bit about your hour schedule change.
So today we are actually closed to the public, and then tomorrow also, today, this afternoon, we're going to be fur ball prepping, so we're all going to be at the venue, we're going to be getting everything set up and getting the dogs and cats their dresses fitted and their tuxes.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to see the pictures.
We were doing some try-ons yesterday, but we're not quite done, so we're going to finish that today. And then tomorrow also, we're going to be closed to the public just because everybody's going to be getting ready.
Of course.
We got to make sure those dogs or cats are tip-top shape. Mm-hmm. But we will be open again to the public on Tuesday.
Okay. And so what are your hours when you are open normally?
So Tuesday through Friday is 11 to 4, and then Saturday is 9 to 1.
Okay. So just so folks know, not this Saturday, but usually on Saturdays you're open 9 to 1, which is a good time to go by there. Okay. Very good. And Mary, you had mentioned you had some statistics you wanted to share with us.
Sure. I actually, I would say that I learned these, but I have annual report that the CEO, Blake White, put together last year.
Mm-hmm.
So last year there were 720 adoptions.
Wow.
The pet pantry had 8,934 pounds of food.
Oh my goodness.
5,256 volunteer hours. And that's one thing, if anybody wants to help, be a volunteer.
Yeah, we didn't mention that yet. Yeah.
Right. So, and the other way would be to become a monthly donor, you know, even if it's just $10, mm-hmm. you know, every little bit counts.
And every bit helps.
So, yeah, every bit helps. So, yeah, and really go follow our Instagram and Facebook pages and just help spread the word. Because that's the main thing. And they'll be caught up on the newest things that Tiffany puts out there.
No, it's a wonderful organization. You do so much for the community. Like all of our shelters locally, they're at capacity, I understand. So you're very full. So if you know somebody that has been thinking about getting an animal, maybe wants to adopt, they could foster first. They could adopt. There's so many options available. And you do have a wish list on Amazon, you said. How does that work?
We sure do. So we have our Amazon wish list, which is also located on our website. You can just click on there. It has an assortment of things from toys to beds to laundry detergent, dog, cat food, all of that. And it just sends it right to our shelter.
Okay, terrific. So we can go there and help out the Pensacola Humane Society. One more time, your phone number and your website.
Our website is PensacolaHumane.org.